quite a few of the little horse flies,
mm-hmm.
and the little dragonflies.
Uh-huh.
And the dragonflies, I think, are really, they're very pretty.
Well, they're good, too, because they eat the mosquitoes.
Yeah.
And
we've got several types of flies, of course, here in the valley, where you've got the mm-hmm. horses and some of the cattle and stuff. You do have a variety of type of regular flies.
Biting flies,
mm-hmm.
nasty
mm-hmm.
flies.
Deer flies, your house flies.
Do you have any of those? They're not exactly flies, but they're called midges. Do you get midges?
Mm-mm, no, but we get the bot flies here, which lay the yellow eggs on horses' legs. That you try to get rid of them because they do cause problems for the horses.
Nasty. There's a bird that eats the worms out of trees. What do you call that?
Robins?
Well, they
or
have
the
to,
woodpeckers?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And what are the birds that fly at night?
Around here? We've got owls that fly at night. We have got the various types of little hawks that are nocturnal that do
mm-hmm.
fly at night.
Mm-hmm. What other kinds of birds do you have around here?
We have got hawks. We have got some eagles. We have got grackles.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. We've got kestrel hawks. During the summer when we irrigate, it's amazing the type. We even have some of the stilts. We have various types of water birds, the glossy ibis, we
mm-hmm.
have wood ducks,
mm-hmm.
we have the Mexican ducks, we have the mallards,
mm-hmm.
and we have quite a few of the water birds in the summertime, and some in the wintertime. We even have the cattle egrets, the little white ones that are around in the fields.
They're
here
so
in the valley. They're
yeah.
really pretty, and we're privileged where we live here with the irrigation to be able to see
yeah.
some of these.
It's one giant bird bath, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It's really neat. And even this year, one of the Mexican ducks, somewhere right here at the house, hatched out
oh.
her little pot of little baby ducks, and I saw her walking out across the horse pasture.
How cute.
Really, I mean, that's very privileged. And we do have, believe it or not, we have got some vultures here.
Well, yeah.
There's a whole grouping, and we have the California
a
kites
them,
here.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
You're pretty close to the river, aren't you?
Where we live here, we're about a mile and a half from the river.
I have, outside my apartment building, I always see vultures, and I'm
mm-hmm.
like, you know, what are they doing out there? And then I realized what it was there's a river that goes behind.
Yeah.
And the reason I realized they were flying over the river was because one day I saw them, they were circling over
they
here,
do.
And then they were circling, and they were going down in a line, and I'm like, oh, that's the river there.
And they're following.
Hunting.
And believe it or not, we have quite a few seagulls here.
Seagulls?
There are quite a few of them. And they go over to the landfill at Sunland Park. And there's another grouping of them down the valley at the big city dump down there.
I didn't realize they came so far
mm-hmm.
inland.
You'll see them here. It's not uncommon if you go over there close to the dump. And if you go down behind the electric plant, you'll see them. You'll also see the great heron. The sandhill cranes, it's amazing, the mud hens,
mm-hmm.
just a lot of wildlife around here. But in order to go see that, you've got to, you know, we are privileged on horseback if you go quietly to see things here that other people don't even know are here.
Yeah, for sure.
And we do have a variety of types of rattlesnakes here.
That must be kind of scary with the horses.
Not, you know, they're out in the desert when we go riding. We've
uh-huh.
encountered them, and so far nothing bad, but usually they'll sound off so that
are
you
do
hear them.
Are there different kinds of rattlesnakes?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Do you know which kinds?
We have a lot of the diamond, the western diamond back. We've got some black-tailed rattlers, and we saw one recently that I still have not identified in the books that I have. But it was definitely a rattler buzzing at us, but it was not a western diamondback, and I don't know what it was.
Mm-hmm.
We also have some of the coach whip snakes out in the desert, and they're harmless, but boy, are they quick.
What is that? Is
they're
that like
a long,
bull snake?
They're a very long, skinny little
uh-huh.
snake, kind of an off tannish brown, and boy, they just, and they're gone. And we have, of course, the bull snakes, the king snakes.
Mm-hmm.
Around here.
Is a bull snake the same as a gopher snake?
I believe they're different.